What do you do when you have time on your hands? Lots of it. This is a real challenge in retirement. What do you do with all those hours? Decide to be your own boss and move forward with zero guilt and zero regrets. Tune in to Fresh Courage Radio. It's your time to shine with host Sharon Rolfe on Transformation Talk Radio. We all have something special to share with the world, but many of us fail to use our innate talents to the fullest possible potential. Communities, cities, and nations grow stronger when everyone brings forward their unique gifts and talents to build and to create. We're creating with a freedom we never had before. It's not a trap. It's not a dream. You really are free. Time is your key to unlocking a life kept in waiting. Let's get started. There's no time to waste on Fresh Courage Radio with Sharon Rolfe now.
Well, hi there. I am your host, Sharon Rolfe, and you are listening to Fresh Courage. It's your time to shine. And I want you to live wholeheartedly, to joy everything, and to live boldly with meaning and no regrets. So have you been knocked off your feet recently by a transition like empty nesters or retirement or being a former caregiver or even becoming a widow? Or somebody you know maybe has. So it can leave you feeling confused, marginalized, perhaps invisible, useless, or even bored. I've gone through some of that too. And now I love helping people find a new clarity, a new direction, so they can experience the ideal, a place to fit in, to matter, and to make a difference. I'm the creator of the Effortless Vitality Plan and the Longevity Blueprint. Our topic today is a pain plan. Do you have a plan for your pain? Sharon Smith has been in business of helping people release physical pain since 2005. What she's discovered is that pain is actually a finely calibrated information system in your body. It's here to help us not harm us, and to try to communicate some important things about our bodies and our lives. The problem is that we do our best to ignore it, work around, or medicate it. We haven't been open to listening to pain because we haven't had the tools to hear it clearly. Sharon is here to change your perception about pain, and she has developed a proven system that allows us to both access the information while also releasing the pain quickly and effectively. Welcome, Sharon.
Thank you for having me, Sharon. You guys get a double dose of Sharon today.
It's all good. Let me just remind you that I start my podcast with a daily do something for health, wealth, and happiness. And we're going to talk about that today with Sharon Smith. So what are we going to learn today?
Well, the first thing I'd like to talk to everybody about is what pain really is. And I know that you just did a little bit of that in the intro, but people will come to me and they'll say, oh, I'm having pain one place or another. Why is this happening? What is this? And pain and emotions are completely linked. People ask me about the mind-body connection, and I tell them there is no separation. It's complete. It is total. You can't have one without the other. So the body is the house that we live in. Now, so pain comes to us for a reason. It'll show up to get our attention. And it's actually a pretty cool design when you think about it. It's here to tell us different things. But usually what it's here about is that we're experiencing emotions, usually fear, anger, grief, but we're not processing them appropriately. And we're not designed, human beings are not designed to hold on to those for prolonged periods of time. We are supposed to feel those things. They're a part of our normal emotional makeup and a part of life. But when we hold on to them and don't have a way to process them out, it can cause pain and or dis-ease in the body.
So why is this important or relevant to us or important?
Well, I think pain's pretty important. pain is pain. other than coronavirus, pain is another thing that is going to stop you in your tracks if you ignore it. And we've all had experiences that of that. I know that you kind of have a boomer audience. And I loved your intro where it says, if you have some free time on your hands, and hey, I think you've got some wider appeal than you thought today. Everybody's at home with time on their hands. So it's important if you have, for instance, if you're starting to have some pain in a certain area of your body and you ignore it, the chances are that's going to get worse, or it's going to show up somewhere else too if you aren't looking at it.
Does it kind of get stuck in our body?
It does, very much so. And the places that pain can get stuck, there are actually lists of this in a number of different books that I've used, and I know from also practical experience from so many years of doing this. But for instance, a good example, in this culture, in the West, if someone comes to me and they're having pain in their lower back, about 75% of the time, that is a fear-based thing having to do with money. Now, it doesn't have anything to do with whether or not you have enough to pay your bills. It just has to do with whether or not you're afraid and have fears around money. You might have millions of dollars, but really be afraid of being destitute and losing it. And that can turn up in your back. So when we go in, and I have the client go in and look at what's really there and what the fear is, then we can use that and apply some EFT, emotional freedom technique, or as I just call it, tapping, and quickly release what they've got going on, and the pain goes right along with it. Sometimes in a matter of minutes, it's truly remarkable.
So how did you end up as a pain specialist, Sharon?
Well, it was, you know, pain is what got me here into this.
I bet.
I had absolutely no thought of doing this for a living. Absolutely not, none. But I had had chronic hip and lower back pain from the time I was a teenager. And I had tried a lot of things, and, you know, acupuncture and chiropractic and all different kinds of things. And many things did help, but the pain always came back. Nothing that I tried was ever a fix for it. And then in 2005, I actually was young and healthy, had a regular yoga practice. I was flexible and in great shape. And I leaned over to put a cup in the dishwasher and I couldn't straighten up again. And I had, you know, a husband, a big house, two little kids, and I was laid out for a whole week with that. And a doctor friend paid a house call and he said, oh yeah, you know, it's a disc. You just have a bad back. And it'll be okay, just lie here and take these pills. And so I did. But I was truly frightened I would never be okay again. And I made myself a promise while I was lying there that I was going to figure out exactly why this was happening to me and I was going to find a way to fix it. And I did. I started looking.
Went to work studying and learning and growing and...
I started looking, and I had known about tapping for a while. I'd gotten it. My first exposure to it came actually in Joe Mercola's newsletter, which used to come in the mail, and he had talked about it. And I thought, oh, yeah, that's kind of interesting, that tapping stuff. But I don't know what you'd ever say or how you'd ever use it. I couldn't think of anything good to do with it. So I just sort of shelved that in the back of my brain. And then one day I went to have... And probably about 2004, I went to have a massage with a friend of mine, and she met me at the door, and she's like, oh my God, you have to see this list. I said, well, what is it? She said, it's a list of everything. I just don't know what you'd ever do with it. I know. And it was in a book called Feeling Spirit Alive, Never Die by Carol Kuhn Truman. And in the back of that book is a list of 200 illnesses and their probable underlying emotional causes.
Wow. That's huge information.
It is. And the instant I saw it, it was like the light came on over my head, like in the cartoons. I received this huge download of information, and I knew immediately that pain wasn't what we thought. It's not a bad thing. It's here to help us, not hurt us. And that, oh my gosh, you can use a list like this, and that's what you say when you tap.
So from a teenager, was there a message way back in your teens about what the pain was being caused by?
Yes, I had more than one thing there, but I definitely had the money fear stuck there. And it's a thing I inherited from my parents. They were always, even though we always grew up with plenty, they grew up very poor, and they were always worried about it, always afraid of it. And so I was too. And I stuck it in my back.
And in 2005, you released it?
Yes, I did. I started working with it that same day. I actually began my practice in 2005. I attended Gary Craig's master's boot camp in Denver and spent the whole week there. And I, you know, I'd started practicing already. I never looked back.
So I've often, and I was kind of reluctant about having you on my program because I thought my answer to pain is water. And it goes back to a time when I was on an airplane. I was getting off the airplane and I had my carry-on case with me, which had a long strap on it. And somehow that strap got under my heel and it tripped me down going down the aisle as I was exiting the airplane. And they had me sit down right away and they brought me a glass of water. And it was like later that I thought, why'd they bring me a glass of water? Well, they somehow knew that water was a good solution to pain. And I still stand by that because I've never spent a day in the hospital, and it's still a good remedy. But there's a lot of people that may need a whole lot more help than water, right?
Water plays a very important part in pain. And we'll talk about that. I know you're ready for a break, and we'll talk about that when we get back. It's really fascinating.
Okay, well, there's lots to learn. So when we come back, we're going to ask Sharon actually what pain really is. I think she's given us a hint or two here. So stay tuned to Fresh Courage and on Transformation Talk Radio.
What would you do with the power of community? How do you create your own rituals? Tune into Living Your Gifts with me, Susan Huff, Ancient Applications for Modern Times, the second Wednesday of each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Our lives begin with the stories we are told and the stories we tell ourselves. Storytelling is the key. To learn more about me, visit LivingYourGifts.com. That's LivingYourGifts.com.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
All right, thank you for coming back. You're listening to Fresh Courage on Transformation Talk Radio Network. And I'm your host, Sharon Rolfe, with my guest, Sharon Smith. And she's talking to us about a pain plan. So we started talking about what pain really is. So let's go into that more. What can you tell us about what pain is, Sharon?
Well, we talked about that, and I described that. Emotional pain is the precursor to physical pain. So when we're experiencing one of the big three so-called negative emotions, fear, anger, grief and sadness is the same, it can cause a short in our wiring, in our electrical system. Because we're actually wired, and this is how EFT tapping works to help you with pain. We're wired just like the motherboard on a computer, and the electricity flows through us along our acupuncture meridians. They are an actual schematic of our wiring. Now, people will think EFT looks a little strange, and I would be the first to admit, oh, you bet, it really looks weird when you haven't seen it before. But this is not anything woo-woo, and we are using electricity in a different way. Because if you've ever had an EKG, that isn't weird, that isn't woo-woo, it's measurable, and they're simply measuring the electrical output of your heart. Electroencephalogram, they're measuring electrical brain activity. So we know that this charge exists on our body and flows and moves. But instead of using it as a diagnostic tool, we're going to use it as a self-help tool. Now, we're also wired like the motherboard and a computer, which I mentioned, and we're always running programs in the background. And a lot of those programs are from childhood. So if you're, for instance, you've got programs set up back there that are survival things, and there would be one for fear, for instance. And we're in the middle of something right now. We're in a pandemic. That is definitely something that causes people to be frightened and anxious. And it can trigger that program to really run and kick back into high gear because we think that we're in danger, and we may or may not be. It's just a program that's running. So we can use tapping along the meridian points and speaking out loud and immediately calm that program down. And we can go in and calm it down, slow it down. We can also change it to something better. But I want to speak to water because we are electrical, and you were talking about water and how useful it is. Okay, what happens to a car when the battery's low on fluid and you try to start your car?
That's right. You don't go anywhere.
Nope. Your car won't start because the battery cannot physically carry a charge because it doesn't have enough water. And the same exact thing happens in our physiology. We have to have water because the electricity in our bodies flows on water. Okay? Now, I want to carry it a little bit further than that, because water is actually a live thing. And there was a famous researcher by the name of Masaru Emoto, a Japanese man, and a number of years ago, he discovered something interesting. They were researching and trying to take photographs of water crystals as they were frozen. But they found out kind of by accident that some of the crystals would be symmetrical if they were fresh flowing water, and some were broken and misshapen, for instance, like Tokyo City water. But if they put it in a jar and said good things to it and said, I love you, they could re-photograph those broken crystals and they would have become symmetrical and whole again. So that book was on the Hidden Messages in Water is the name of it. I recommend it. That was on the New York Times bestseller list for over a year. Now, if we understand that water is actually alive in us, what does that say about our self-talk? I mean, we're talking to it all the time. Now, the other thing I want to say about water is that every single drop of it that's ever been here, it's all here on the planet. It hasn't gone anywhere. It's every drop that's in us has been in everything, in dinosaurs and dogs and plants. It's been in the ocean. And it's all still here. And so every single culture all over the planet has handed down through generations clear instructions about giving thanks before you eat and drink. What if that has nothing to do with religion, but what if it has everything to do with requesting a change verbally in the composition of what you're about to consume to better suit your own physiology? That's what water is to us.
Well, let's see. The lesson I got from that book was how powerful our words are. And something you were saying about fear and all these programs running made me think about how that becomes a mindset. The apps become a mindset. So sometimes if we're not listening to our pain, then we've got a mindset that blocks that data, that information. But when we're open to receiving it, I guess one of the reasons maybe I've always been in good health is that I will pay attention to what could be in this mess. Like when I'm going to bed, often I'll get a little bit of a sore throat, and either I'll take some tea, to like a lemon tea or something, to or ginger, or I'll take a little lozenge to calm my. But if it's more than that, maybe I should drink some emergency before I go to bed, so I don't wake up with a cold. You know, so I'm listening and I'm honoring those messages. Where if you say, you know, I don't want to hear it, that's again where that app for maybe fear or anger is not was being blocked, I guess, huh?
Right. But you are using external things to help what you're feeling in your throat rather than going in and looking at what's there. And do you want to do a quick exercise and see what you've got there? Would that be fun?
Well, what's interesting is that when I first went to college, it wasn't my first college class. It was part of my behavioral science, but I had a severe sore throat for a whole week. I almost left because it was so severe. And I think it has a lot to do with my voice and what I was to be doing with that training and exercise. Yeah.
Sure. And the ability to speak clearly and freely, and whether or not what you're saying is based on love or based on fear, all of those things come into play with it, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
your throat right there.
Yeah.
So you want to have a look?
Okay.
Okay. Okay. And this is for everybody watching and or listening. I do this with clients. This is actually one of the things that's my free gift to you, which we'll talk about in a little bit. I've got two videos. The first one takes you through this visualization so that you can see what you've got going on inside your own body. So, and Sharon's not in pain, but we're going to go have a look at her throat because this is a thing that keeps turning up for her. So, all right. So close your eyes, Sharon. And I want you to take a big breath into your nose and hold it. And blow it out through your mouth. Good. Now, use your imagination, and I want you to go and move inside that area where your throat is. And just using your imagination, there's no judgment here. It's just us and 9 million other people. I want you to have a look and see what that looks like from the inside. How does it look in there? And just describe what you see. Is it a color, shape, texture?
Well, I guess most things in our body are red of some kind or pink.
Okay, so red or pink. I want you to just, in your mind, ask that. Oh, it's coughing. Okay, it's going to talk. I want you to ask it if it's happy.
I just hear pretty much.
Okay. All right. Ask it if it needs anything.
Oh, doesn't need anything. Well, I think everything needs love. And
Okay. Yeah. And if it was perfectly happy, how would it look? Would it be a different color? Or what would it look like in there?
I guess it'd like to be white.
Okay. All right, open your eyes and let's just do a minute here. Let's just start out on the outside of the hand. And for those of you who are listening, we're going to tap through some acupuncture meridian endpoints. And I'll try and remember to talk out loud for those of you who can't see us. So just on the outside of the hand, Sharon, just tap, tapping gently. And I want you to repeat after me. Say, my throat isn't very happy.
My throat isn't very happy.
It thinks it needs a little more love.
It thinks it needs a little more love.
Even though my throat isn't happy.
Even though my throat isn't happy.
I completely love and accept myself.
I completely love and accept myself.
And I'm open to changing this now.
And I'm open to changing this now.
Because I love my throat.
Because I love my throat.
Good. Top of the head. Just up here where the crown is. My throat needs more love.
My throat needs more love.
Eyebrow right there. It isn't happy because it feels like it needs more love.
It isn't happy because it feels like it needs more love.
I'm open to the possibility.
I'm open to the possibility.
That maybe I need more love.
That maybe I need more love.
And my throat is getting my attention.
My throat is getting my attention.
And it's making me cough just a little bit.
It's making me cough just a little bit.
Because it needs more love.
Because it needs more love.
Okay, now across, I forgot to tell everybody where we're tapping. We're tapping across our collarbones now just with our whole hand. I allow myself to absorb some love.
I allow myself to absorb some love.
Now under your arm, it's safe to have love.
It's safe to have love.
I allow my throat to have more love.
Allow myself, my throat to have more love.
I allow myself to have more love.
I allow myself to have more love.
Because I completely love and accept myself.
Because I completely love and accept myself.
Okay, good. Now real quick, close your eyes and look at the throat. Did it change color?
Yeah, it's almost white.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, I know we're about to take a break again, so we're going to stop right there. But that, you can visibly see the change that occurred in that. And we tapped for less than a minute.
Mm-hmm.
If your throat was sore, it would no longer be so, or it would be nearly gone.
Yeah, yeah. So the pain is... a message, has a message encoded in the pain.
Sure. And you can look at it. All you have to do is get quiet and go in and look at where the pain is and talk to it just a mm-hmm. little bit.
Yeah.
Because we've gotten out of touch with what we're feeling.
Yeah.
Or maybe it doesn't feel safe for us to feel emotions that are overwhelming.
Yeah. Safe is a very big point for our mind and body.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay, so when we come back, we're going to talk about why there's so much need for listening to our body. And I think it's actually honoring our body and the message it's giving us. So stay tuned.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Choose the New Earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Have you ever heard of the 90-10 rule? It goes like this. 90% of the time, no one is thinking of you. 90% of the time, everyone's thinking about themselves. And if you think of it like that, it takes the weight off because now you're not being judged. I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on Playing on the Edge Radio, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Radio FM.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Okay, thanks for coming back to Fresh Courage. It's your time to shine on Transformation Talk Radio. And this is your host, Sharon Rolfe, with my guest, Sharon Smith. And we're talking about a pain plan. So what do you recommend people have what plan they should have for pain, Sharon?
Well, I recommend using some tapping on a regular basis to keep yourself emotionally clear. And calm, to keep your cortisol levels down, to keep your stress level down. And you can do that very easily. And it's especially important right now, while we have COVID-19 all over the world, we want to keep ourselves calm and our cortisol levels low, because that boosts our immunity. And that's something that we very much want to do right now. So, and we're all stuck at home, you know. Many of you were retired and thinking you were stuck at home. Well, everybody's in the same boat with you now. Even those of us who work from home, we are all engaged in some confinement. And it's not agreeing with a lot of us. So that does inspire us to have a little higher stress level and worry about ourselves, about our loved ones. And you can use tapping every day, just for even a few minutes a day, to clear that out. And you can tap with me in video, or you can tap on your own.
Well, I'm a behavioral scientist, and it's amazing to me. I've always stood in amazement at how just articulating the fear or anger or grief, naming it, and once you, it helps dissipate it when you recognize and acknowledge that it's there and you own it. So what I'm starting to learn about tapping is that it speaking about it like you did with me, that is dissipating the anxiety or the, we're naming it and paying it attention. I guess it's a way of honoring it by naming it.
You're clearing it out through your electrical system.
Okay.
This actually clears it at a cellular level, because the electricity is all through your body. And it's just like you're accessing your electrical system when you are tapping. It is a tool that you can use to help yourself all the time. And there are a lot of us who practice and work in video. I have over 80 free videos on my YouTube channel. And you are welcome to tap along with these. There are a lot of great practitioners. Brad Yates does, he's made, I believe, almost 1,000 videos. I haven't been working in video nearly as long as he has, but you know, if you're unsure about what to say, and that was what I was unsure of when I first knew about this, then by all means, go and look on YouTube and find somebody, one of us, me or someone else, that you feel good about tapping with, and do it and help yourself every day. It doesn't take long.
Yeah, so the dissipating, and I always like the question that you and our friend Pamela does, I wonder if it's possible.
Yeah.
And there's a ton of things that's possible if we got those mindsets blown open with what else we could have instead.
Absolutely. And if I could, I'd like to do some tapping with you and the audience for this incredible event that we're in the middle of that has taken over our entire world and caused all of us to stop. Would you be interested in doing a little pandemic tapping? we're not even going to do a setup. We're just going to start tapping on the top of the head. And all of you at home, please do this with us. We're in the middle of a pandemic.
We're in the middle of a pandemic.
And it doesn't look very good.
And it doesn't look very good.
Now I go to the eyebrow. It looks really awful and scary.
It looks really awful and scary.
I wonder if it's possible.
I wonder if it's possible.
That there's another way to look at this.
That there's another way to look at this.
I wonder if it's possible.
I wonder if it's possible.
That this thing happened for a reason.
That this happened for a reason.
To make us be still.
To make us be still.
And to give us the time to connect.
And to give us the time to connect.
With our inner selves.
With our inner selves.
And collarbone. And with the divine.
And with the divine.
And also with each other.
And also with each other.
Now, under the arm, I'm open to the possibility.
I'm open to the possibility.
That I am actually in the middle.
That I am actually in the middle.
Eyebrow, of a great social change.
Of a great social change.
And nowhere in history.
And nowhere in history.
The great social change.
The great social change.
Underneath your eye, ever looked very good when you were in it.
Ever looked very good when you were in it.
I'm open to the possibility. We're tapping under the nose now.
I'm open to the possibility.
And below the lip. That I am in the middle of a miracle unfolding.
That I'm in the middle of a miracle unfolding.
Collarbones, and I'm actually a part of it.
And I'm actually a part of it.
And I get to choose some new things.
And I get to choose some new things.
Underneath your arm. To shape the way we move forward from now on.
To shape the way we move forward from now on.
And I choose to be excited about the possibility of this.
And I choose to be excited about the possibility of this.
It feels good.
It feels good.
Okay, now just take a big breath and blow it out. Good. I like to have everybody do that. I have a whole video out that's just that sort of tapping. Because I think perspective is a lot of it.
Yeah, because the whole wonder if it's possible, you know, we kind of get in these boxes of what's possible, you know, for us, our reality. And so that like blows open like, oh, you mean there's other possibilities?
Yeah. Well, and who of us would have thought six months ago that what we have right now in our experience was possible? None of us would have believed it.
And yet pandemics have happened, what, about every 100 years?
Yes, but this one is actually going about its business very gently. It doesn't have, it's not like Black Plague or Ebola. It has a much lower mortality rate. So, but it is stopping us. It is requiring us to become still, to stay in for some good reasons. We got to be open to listening, though.
So I got a curious question here. What could we use tapping before we're in pain?
Sure. I recommend it, as a matter of fact. And that's why I said it's good to look at every day what you're feeling, whether it's anxiety or if you feel like your stress level's high. I want you to go in and look. If you're experiencing sadness, and there is certainly a lot of that, grief over anything, grief even over thinking maybe our way of life has changed permanently, and it may or may not have, but when you're feeling those things, go in and tap either for yourself or with one of my videos, and let's release that so that it doesn't turn into something that moves into your physical experience in the form of pain.
So, like, if we come home from a stressful day and we do a tapping around the stress,
sure,
that breaks into the cycle of the stress becoming pain in our body?
Yeah, it does. It will stop it. But you're going to have to do it on a regular basis. So when you get home, if you've had a stressful day or in the car on the way home, you know, actually now everybody's working from home pretty much. So you're already there. Just stop and tap for a little bit, a minute or two, and talk about your day and say, I'm really stressed. And then I want you to, after you've tapped a little bit on that, I want you to start releasing it. Give yourself permission to let it go. And just say, it's safe for me to let it go. It's safe for me to calm down. Mm-hmm. And you move through those things very quickly, and pretty soon you feel really good.
I was really surprised. I've been sharing this several times over the last 6-8 months. When I started saying, I'm doing the best I can, that mm-hmm. seemed to be one of those things that stops all that negative talk from going on. And saying, hold it, wait a minute, I'm doing the best I can. And when I share that with people, friends, it helps them stop all that blaming Absolutely. And comparing too.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And when you say that, words are very powerful. They're creation. And when you say that and tap with it, you immediately change that program in your brain.
Yay!
Hey! it's a great gift. We can always change our minds.
All right. So we've talked about COVID-19 issues here. And when we come back, we're going to ask Sharon what she's working on going forward. And stay tuned to Fresh Courage.
The vibration of change, that magical place where life shifts from struggle to ease, from stagnation to forward movement, from old ways of being to new ways of becoming. If you're like I am, it can be rather elusive to get there, but when you are in it, you feel it down to your very core, don't you? And it can positively affect everything in your life, from your relationships to your health and well-being, from your career path to your abundance. From the quality of that inner connection to the fullness of your self-expression. On the Christine Upchurch Show, we explore ways to get into that vibration of change with experts in the fields of consciousness, psychology, spirituality, health, healing, and science. Join me, Christine Upchurch, every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on KKNW AM 1150 and Transformation Talk Radio, and learn new ways to step into your vibration of change.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Hey, how's it going? If it's stressful or just plain exhausting, New Light Living is here to ask, is this the way you want to live? Join me, your intuitive spiritual life coach and host, Erica Sullivan, every week on New Light Living. Discover the power of creative tools to start living every day as your ideal dream day. See your life in a new light. To learn more, visit newlightliving.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah! Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
Thank you for coming back. This is your host, Sharon Rolfe, on the Fresh Courage podcast on Transformation Talk Radio. And my guest is Sharon Smith, and we're talking about a pain plan. And we just did a little tapping experiment with COVID-19 issues. And we're going to talk about something that's
cookies. We're going to talk about cookies.
I did an assessment this last 3-4 days about, and it dawned on me that it says, I can't resist blank. And my blank was cookies. And I have gotten, so I make gluten-free, sugar-free cookies, and they're quite satisfying, I have to say. And they don't make me want to go like this. But, you know, there are so many things in the grocery store that is eye candy. And I'm starting to say, okay, that's candy. It probably doesn't taste near as good as what it looks. And that's helping a lot. But still, if I was to go to somebody's house and they offer cookies, of course I have to have one.
Okay. Well, let's, why don't you just real quickly go close your eyes. And I want you to think about And I want you to really, really home in on it and see what it is about that you're craving. And I know that it's going to be comfort, but is it the sweetness or just general comfort? Or is it both?
Well, growing up, my dad always had to have some cake and cookies or cake and pie or cake and cookies and pie. So, Okay. Yeah, that's how we were loved, you know.
Oh, okay. All right. I got it. So, sweet treats equal love. Mm-hmm. Okay. Open your eyes and everybody do this with us. We're going to tap on the outside of the hand because you're all sitting home and you're all eating cookies and you're all eating things that aren't very good for you. And it may be because of this. So I am craving cookies.
I am craving cookies.
But I choose to be okay anyway. Even though I can't walk by a cookie. I got to have it. I completely love and accept myself. Even though I really crave cookies. I choose to be okay anyway.
I'll be okay anyway. I choose to be okay.
Because I am. Okay, top of the head.
I wonder if it's possible.
That I equate sweet treats like cookies. With love. Eyebrow.
I certainly grew up with that. My dad felt that way about it.
And in fact, I just described it as being love. Underneath your eye.
So of course I have to have the cookies. Because they're love to me.
Underneath your nose.
And without cookies. I feel like I'm cut off.
From love. Underneath your lower lip.
And I don't want that.
So I eat cookies. Okay, collarbones. I'm open to the possibility.
I'm open to the possibility.
That cookies don't equal love.
That cookies don't equal love.
Underneath your arm. I'm open to the possibility.
I'm open to the possibility.
That I can feel loved.
That I can feel loved.
And have love in my life.
And have love in my life.
Even without eating cookies.
Even without eating cookies.
Top of the head. Even without eating anything sweet.
Even without eating anything sweet.
I give myself permission.
I give myself permission.
To unhook the act of eating something sweet.
The act of eating something sweet.
I unhook that.
I unhook that.
In my brain.
In my brain.
Under your eye. From love.
From love.
Because I completely love and accept myself.
Because I completely love and accept myself.
It feels good to let this go.
It feels good to let this go.
Okay, now hold your wrist points, just top and bottom of the wrist. And yeah, and just breathe in through your nose and blow it out. Now say peace.
Peace.
Okay. Now, that's actually a fairly common thing that I've seen, all of us who do this work, to equate sweet things with love mm-hmm. and crave sweetness of life. So, but you described it very clearly when you said, yeah, my dad had to have those, and that's the way we were loved.
So, my mom was a good cook.
Yeah. So how does it feel? Think about now cookies. Think about cookies. And does it feel like you've just got to have one?
No, I'm feeling a sense of a barrier that it has to go around now.
Okay. Well, and that's not necessarily self-control. I think that self-control is kind of overrated. What you've got to do is go underneath it and really look to see what's underneath a craving. Because cravings are there for a reason. And it's okay to give in to them sometimes, but you don't want to just let it rule your life.
Yeah, and feel helpless around it, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Inability to walk through a cookie, to walk past a cookie. You know, my mom was a sugar addict. When we would go as little kids with her to the grocery store, I remember that she would open Twinkie packets and eat them while she shopped. And when we would get to checkout, I was mortified because there'd be empty packages being rung up on the register.
Okay, Sharon, let's hurry up and tell people how they can find you and what your freebie is.
Okay, my freebie is two different videos. If you sign up, and the link is here with this, Sharon provided it very graciously, and you get two things. The first one is a video that's a guided visualization to see what's actually underneath your issue or pain. The second one is a video where I teach you how to tap for what you just saw. They're invaluable. I think you should definitely sign up and get that. You can always unsubscribe anytime you want. I don't spam anybody out, I promise. And my contact information is also there if you're interested in working with me. I do also have a number of plans that are packaged work for specific areas of pain in the body. I have things like lower back pain and ankle pain and shoulder. And these are things that are pre-recorded that you can just purchase. They come with a money-back guarantee as well.
So her email address is a painplan@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And on YouTube, she mentioned having 90 videos. There again, it's a pain plan on YouTube.
A pain plan with Sharon Smith. Yeah.
Okay.
But
oh.
If you just type in Sharon Smith and tapping, they're all going to come up and you'll see a whole bunch of my work. It's pretty easy to find me there.
Okay. And I want to thank you for being on our show today. What an interesting experience that was. My website is called effortlessvitality.org, and I got a new version of that.
Ready to take some liberties and call some shots? I know I am. Join in next week on Fresh Courage Radio. It's your time to shine with Sharon Rolfe on TransformationTalkRadio.com. If you still need some inspiration, let your curiosity lead you. Many still find their lives ruled by the clock, but you forge your own path. You are starting on a journey that will lead you outward, out of isolation, and inward to your true desires for life. There is no map where we're going, but let Sharon Rolfe be your guide. in a new world of possibilities. Find your passion, find your reason, find your fun, and everything you dreamed of. Every week brings new insights and ideas to light your way and elevate your day. To learn more about Fresh Courage Radio with Sharon Rolfe, please visit effortlessvitality.org.
Yeah, yippee-skippy to that, baby. We're not done yet. Some of us are out here to educate and inspire. This year, 2020, is the year we gotta show me the money in the cash flow. I'm Dr. Pat. This is the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Visit the Dr. Pat Show.